just a few short days, we will be celebrating Mass with new words.
Are you ready?
We're ready. After all,
we are iSnark.
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
iSnark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Consubstantial and several other groovy new words. And now, with a fresh liturgical vocabulary instilled within, Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbrianis Migales Pagina. And thank you for tuning in to our 179th episode of your friendly neighborhood iSnark. I know it's been about a month since our last episode, been doing a bunch of rewriting, and I'm finally happy to announce that I found a pattern I like that I want to use in rewriting my responsorial psalm collection that you've heard about earlier in earlier episodes. That is the collection that I dubbed Psalm 151. You'll see these improvements over the next few weeks in the form of iSnark TV video episodes as I start featuring psalms that will be used for the upcoming Sundays. Now, each psalm will have two versions with similar melodies in the antiphon. First is a chant version where the antiphon is completely in a chant style and the verse is sung to a Gregorian psalm tone with an alternate second half to each verse in four-part harmony. And the other is a modern version, basically the version that you've probably seen in the Chabanel Project or in earlier posts in the Christos Vincit Music site. I'm going to leave the link to both of those sites in the show notes, by the way. Okay. The refrain in the modern version, in most cases, is metrical, and the verses incorporate a mix of chant and metrical, using music that is, in many cases, completely my own. Also at Christos Vincit Music, don't forget to check out Holy Angels Mass, also written by yours truly. I will have more details on that as well. So later on in today's show, we are going to have our new Mass Translation Pep Talk.
Are you ready?
After all, you'll only be saying, and also with you, for one last Sunday. But first, here are them jungle screechers.
Feast of the week. Feast of the week.
All right, thank you, Jungle Screechers. Let's take a look at the rest of November, our feast for the rest of the month. And we will start with, actually, Sunday, November 20th. Okay, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, the Solemnity of Christ the King. And in the extraordinary form, just simply the last Sunday after Pentecost. After all, the extraordinary form people had their Christ the King feast on the last Sunday of October. Now, in all three forms on Monday, the 21st, the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, celebrated as a memorial in the ordinary form and Anglican use, and a third class in the extraordinary form. Tuesday, the 22nd, in all forms of the Mass, St. Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr, and also the patroness of sacred music. And it will be celebrated again, memorial in the ordinary form and Anglican use, extraordinary form, third class. Wednesday, the 23rd, in the extraordinary form, Pope St. Clement I, martyr, third class, and we also include with that a commemoration of St. Felicitas, also a martyr. is at low masses in the extraordinary form. Now, in the ordinary form in Anglican use, Pope St. Clement is just one of three optional memorials celebrated that day. You can celebrate your choice of St. Clement, or St. Columban, an abbot, or Blessed Miguel Augustine Pro, priest and martyr. Thursday, November 24th, in the extraordinary form, St. John of the Cross, confessor and doctor of the Church, third class, with commemoration of St. Chrysogonus, a martyr, at low masses. In the ordinary form in Anglican use on the 24th, St. Andrew Dung Lack, priest and martyr, and his martyr's companions, and that's celebrated as a memorial. Also for we Americans, Thanksgiving Day falls on this day, and the Mass for Thanksgiving to God may be used. Friday the 25th, all forms, St. Catherine of Alexandria, virgin and martyr, optional memorial in the ordinary form in Anglican use, and third class in the extraordinary form. Saturday the 26th in the extraordinary form, St. Sylvester, abbot, third class, with a commemoration of St. Peter of Alexandria, bishop and martyr, at low masses. Ordinary form, of course, the optional memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And in the Anglican use, as far as we know, Ferrier. Sunday the 27th in all forms of the Mass, first Sunday of Advent, and remember, in the ordinary form, the new Roman Missal translation officially starts Sunday, November 27th.
Are you ready?
Monday, the 28th, in all forms, Ferrier. One should note, by the way, that while Ferrier in the time after Pentecost are fourth class days, Ferrier during the time of Advent in the extraordinary form, our third-class days. Tuesday, the 29th, in all forms, Ferrier. However, in the extraordinary form, there is also a commemoration of St. Saturninus, who is a martyr, and that is at low masses. Finally, on Wednesday, the 30th, in all forms, St. Andrew the Apostle, celebrated as a feast in the ordinary form and Anglican use, and as a second-class feast in the extraordinary form. And we'll be back.
Coming up.
Are you ready?
Most of us are, but some may not be. Don't go away.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Wrong.
And with your spirit.
That's better. Time for another session of...
In what we have done, and in what we're going to do.
Welcome to another session of In what we have done, and in what we're going to do. Let's take a look at...
What we have done.
For the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Now, regretfully, I did not record anything this time around. However, I think you'll like the titles you're going to hear. Now, as per usual, the song Ordinary is from the 2010 Roman Missal, with the exception of the Amen, which is adapted to fit the melody of the beginning of the Sanctus from Mass 8. As for hymns and other stuff, our opening hymn was called We Love the Place, O God. This is a hymn of six very short verses. Matter of fact, even shorter than the short meter. The short meter is 6686, the number of syllables per line. This meter is 6666, really short. The text is written by an English-born Canadian by the name of William Bullock, revised by Henry Williams Baker, and the tune, Quem Delecta, that was incorporated with this text, was written by Henry Jenner. It felt weird for the first time in quite some time playing a hymn in the key of E. The psalm was, Blessed are those who fear the Lord, with Psalm 128, using the Gelano setting from Worship 3, and yes, I made my singers use the word blessed instead of the given word happy from the hymnal. I changed the Alleluia setting for the last weeks of Ordinary Time. We're using the setting by the late English Benedictine Dom Anthony Gregory Murray, along with the verse of the day to Psalm Tone 8G. The offertory hymn, Go Labor On, Spend and Be Spent, which is set to the tune Angel's Song, a.k.a. Song 34 by Orlando Gibbons. And Gibbons, of course, would often title his hymn tunes just by song number. The communion anthem is one that I inherited from my predecessor, a really nice setting of the Ave Verum by Lorenzo Perosi, and the arrangement written by none other than Carlo Rossini. The meditation hymn, Jesus, Son of Mary, one which I often do at funerals. The tune is the familiar mode 5, Adoro Te Devote. The text was translated from, get this, Swahili. The recessional hymn was Ye Holy Angels Bright by Richard Baxter, that's the text, set to the familiar tune Darwall's 148th, often used with the hymn Rejoice the Lord is King, which we're opening with next week. Speaking of next week,
what we're going to do.
For this coming Sunday, the Solemnity of Christ the King, we will have our brass trio joining us for 3 of our 4 Masses. Yep, we have a trumpet, a flugelhorn, and a French horn joining us. And we do have, I do have the complete list, as I just got a phone call this morning with the rest of the hymns. The entrance hymn is the aforementioned Rejoice the Lord is King. Psalm 23 will be the psalm proclaimed, The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Using the setting by Owen Allstott from the OCP Respond and Acclaim book, recently referred to in these parts as Respond and Complain. Okay, with the offertory, Christ is the King, O Friends Rejoice, using the tune Gelobt sei Gott. The ordinary of the Mass will be exactly the same as what we did just this past week, the Roman Missal of 2010, using the chants directly from that. The communion anthem, well, there you go, a quick tease of my own Christus Vincit. Yes, my own Christus Vincit, which I wrote back in the fall of 1999. We'll be doing that this weekend. And then finally for the recessional, at Masses celebrated by the pastor, we will finish Mass with benediction. Therefore, the Duget O Salutaris, the Web Tantum Ergo, that is the tune St. Thomas, and Holy God, we praise thy name. At other Masses, it'll be the usual recessional, usual closing dismissal, and final hymn will be to Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV, park our butts and watch the game, while we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weissbier by name? König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right.
right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy cold and refreshing, Koenig Lund, making Louie to you. Hey!
Are you ready?
We are. In fact, what we Catholics are ready for can't come fast enough. But at long last, it's coming. Not in years, not in months, days. Just a few short days. I'm talking about the new translation of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Sure, a number of people have complained about this new translation for different reasons. Okay, first of all, some say it's a trip back to the Dark Ages. What exactly are the Dark Ages? Truthfully, I think we're in darker times now than we've known for the last X amount of years. Okay? Then there are those who complain that the people don't understand these somewhat larger words. Like if we were completely stupid or something. Teach the people and they will learn. You know, kind of like that phrase, build it and they will come. Others, like one certain blogger in the notorious Pray Tell blog. Okay, this one article I read from that blog by this Rita Ferrone. Seems to be too worried that some of the personalized wording, or might we say privatized wording, that her kind has pushed so hard to include in other ritual books, you know, like the Order of Christian Funerals. She's so worried that these words might disappear. Let me clarify this right here and now. What might happen in any prayers outside of Holy Mass? I don't know what might happen in the future. Maybe the next 20, 30 years. I don't know. But I do know this for now. That has not changed and will not change anytime soon. The only thing that has changed is how we pray the Mass itself. Any all vigils or committals, whether it be the funeral pall or the graveyard or otherwise, as of right now, are still the same. Should Mass be privatized anyways? No, absolutely not. What's a funeral Mass for? Okay, contrary to popular opinion, the funeral Mass is not to make the deceased person the man of the hour, or woman of the hour, or stiff of the hour. The purpose is to pray for his or her soul, and the souls of all the faithful departed. What does the priest usually say, along with a handful of those who actually know the prayer? Somewhere in the funeral Mass. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. So I hope I've eliminated that excuse. Ms. Farone's head may now rest in peace. Oh, by the way, why don't we stick with the standard funeral Mass? You'll find that in the Gradualia Romana, by the way. Well, that said, we're in for a fuller, deeper prayer. Not a command to the Lord, but prayer and praise to the Lord, to actually worship him and not just boss him around and tell him what to do, you know, or as my pastor has rightfully explained, this is going to be a more vertical worship. This is putting God on a higher pedestal where he belongs, the highest pedestal where he belongs. And none of this looking at him like an equal, you know, like, hey, God, can you loan me $40? That type of thing, you know? Look up to God and pray to him. We've brought back many of the words and expressions that those on the left side of the liturgical scale did away with. You know? I have greatly sinned. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. I believe in one God, consubstantial with the Father, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. It is right and just. These are all stuff we're going to be saying very soon. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. And here's one of my favorites. Remember that centurion? His words to Jesus? Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. And let's not forget about the most talked about line, and with your spirit. All of these for the last 40-some years have been said in every language in the world except English. And now we English-speaking folk will be in tune with the rest of the world. Ain't that great? We're finally moving up to their level. And I do mean up. Now let's take this for example, okay? Numerous times in the 8 years that I played Precious Blood Church in Woonsocket, or as we affectionately call it, Woonsocket, the Lord be with you, okay? The French masses that I did over there, the Lord be with you, was Le Seigneur soit avec vous. And we responded with, not et avec toi, or even the polite form, et avec vous. It was et avec votre esprit, which translates from the Latin, and with your spirit. Et avec votre esprit. Et cum spiritu tuo. And what is the glory without that sequence of verbs? Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Gratias agimus tibi propter magnum gloriam tuum. What have we been saying for 40 years? We worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. That's it. All that stuff got truncated to that. What have the French been saying for the last 40 years? Well, just like the Latin. Nous te louons, nous te bénissons, nous t'adorons, nous te glorifions, nous te rendons grâce pour ton immense gloire. Which translates the same thing we're going to be saying very soon. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. We'll be saying that just a few short days, just like the rest of the world has been saying for the last 40 years in their own tongues. Another phrase that has rightfully changed, and I'm not sure if I had mentioned it before in earlier episodes when we were breaking down the new Mass translation. You can find this in the third Eucharistic prayer, okay? Perhaps the most commonly used Eucharistic prayer you'll hear in these parts on Sundays. The form, as we will be no longer saying, okay, as the priest will no longer be saying, from age to age you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west, we'll stop right there, from east to west. While preaching on the new translation a couple of weeks ago, my pastor did a perfect demonstration of what a number of priests were doing out in these parts 40 years ago when this first came out. They would look one way and then the other. And they would do it very demonstratively, okay? Like the older priests, you know, they would do that from east to west. And it did more harm than good to their poor old necks. I mean, let me try it. From east to west. Ah! I think I broke my freaking neck! I think their necks bought the farm a lot quicker than their hips, those poor old guys. Well, now, we'll be saying, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Now, this now not only represents location, but time as well. So as to say, all time and space. And in all the Eucharistic prayers, finally, we will no longer drink from a mere cup, but a chalice. The proper translation of calyx. After all, I don't think Jesus wanted us to drink his most precious blood from a Dixie cup. They've used some pretty fine material in making these chalices in those times, and they still do today. In fact, you know, in first grade, Sister Phyllis, my first grade teacher, taught us the word chalice. And we're talking right about the time the Missal of Pope Paul VI was taking off. Okay, just to give you an idea when that was, I finished first grade in June of 1971, made my first communion of May, 1971. When did the Mass take place, the Missal? 1969, 1970. I think the first copyright on it was 1970. Also, no more of this Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. In fact, I haven't used it as an organist since I started at Sacred Heart. Out of sight, out of mind. And come Advent 1, gone completely. It was never amongst the Latin acclamations. Matter of fact, even in the French Mass, we used a translation of the first Latin acclamation, Mortem tuam annuntiamus Domine, with Nous proclamons ta mort, Seigneur. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. So now, you pretty much all know how we'll be praying the Mass. And notice, not praying at Mass, but praying the Mass. I still have one other thing that needs to be covered, and I wonder, okay? What music will you be doing for your setting of Holy Mass? Some dioceses have recommended settings. Others have not, while others have declared official settings. For example, the Boston Archdiocese asked every parish in its archdiocese to learn the chants from the Roman Missal, as it will be their official setting. Providence, where I am, has no official recommended setting. New Orleans, on the other hand, declared Mass of Renewal their official Mass setting and had asked all of their parishes to learn it. Unfortunately, it was written in a style similar to sacro pop love ballads and commercial jingles, kind of like a lot of the crap that many parishes have put up with for the last few decades. But I guess that's why it won some prize by that group the blogosphere affectionately refers to as Napalm. You certainly don't think it would be an NPM prize winner, all right, that National Pastoral of Musicians. You don't think it would be a prize winner if it was written in a style similar to Richard Prue's Community Mass, Alex Pelequin's Lyric Liturgy, or any Gregorian Mass now, do you? There are a number of really good Mass settings out there. Of course, you'll never go wrong with a choral or chant Mass in Latin. But in English, I highly recommend the aforementioned Community Mass, the two classic Jan Vermeulen's Masses, the People's Mass and Mass for Christian Unity. Matter of fact, we're going to be switching to Mass for Christian Unity very soon. Heritage Mass by Owen Allstott. Okay. These essential staples have been rewritten in accordance to the New Missal translation. Corpus Christi Watershed has a lot of excellent Masses. And the forthcoming St. Michael Hymnal 4th Edition also has a number of really, really great Masses, according to the new translation. Okay, they're very much well worth looking into. I also recommend the Belmont Mass by Christopher Walker. Yes, the same Christopher Walker that gave us that gruesome Celtic Mass gave us this great-sounding Belmont Mass. This is definitely his best work. Unlike anything else he's done, this is actually written in a chant style. Very well written. I do recommend it. And of course, what good is talking about music for the new translation of the Mass without a shameless plug of my own? Some of you have gotten your hands on my own Holy Angels Mass. It's a metrically similar Mass, metrically similar to Jan Vermeulen's two aforementioned Masses, yet melodically based on the Gregorian Mass 8, Missa de Angelis, or Mass of the Angels. It includes a Kyrie, a Gloria, a Sanctus, all three memorial acclamations, and the Agnus Dei. And in addition, the Gloria, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei come in two versions. One that you can sing straightforward as a congregation, and the other where the congregation would alternate with the choir in polyphony. Simile modo, in a similar way, hey, that's another phrase, by the way, you'll be hearing in all of the Eucharistic prayers. Simile modo to any of the Latin Masses you'll hear at the Vatican Basilica. You'll hear this alternation between congregation in unison and choir in four-part polyphony. It's also simile modo to how Dr. Peter Latona writes his responsorial psalms at the National Shrine Basilica in Washington, D.C. You can find this Mass, okay, the Holy Angels Mass, at the Christos Vincit Music site and at the Corpus Christi Watershed site. You can download those absolutely free. Matter of fact, I'll do one better for you, okay, for being our listener. I'm going to leave a direct link in the show notes to the PDF file of my Holy Angels Mass. 27 pages, which includes cover and my own personal foreword. File size is about 1.9 megabytes. One look at it, and you might just want to sing it. Let me know what you think. Now,
are you ready?
Let's go to Mass.
And now, a random thought.
I like this new vocabulary list our new Mass has given us. Words like consubstantial, incarnate, and grievous. And all of us understand them because Father taught us so well what they mean. Learning these new words only made us smarter people. And now let's welcome our PodSafe musical guest, Johnny Proctor.
Lord reigns, morning there is. Let us come worship by terrible day, for you, O Lord, are holy. Let us come worship by terrible day, for you, O Lord, are holy. Let us come worship by terrible day, for you, O Lord, are holy. Let us come worship by terrible day, for you, O Lord, are holy. The Lord reigns, let the people tremble.
And there you go, Johnny Proctor, with a perfect little tune for Christ the King. This one is called The Lord Reigns, and Johnny Proctor comes courtesy of SoundClick.com. We will leave a link in the show notes. We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Anglican Latin. Brought to you by Now. It's what you are.
Hello there. Seamus here. And today for our second installment of Seamus' Adventures in Anglican Latin, we're going to show you what some of the Latin parts of the Mass would sound like if a high-ranking Anglican were to mention them in conversational English. I've heard these guys before. They actually make a good number of Latin words sound like English. Like they pronounce venite like venite. We won't do the Kyrie, because that's not Latin. That's Greek. So we're going to look at the Gloria instead. And in a future episode, maybe we'll explore some more. But for now, let's look at the Gloria, shall we? Gloria, in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax, hominibus boni voluntatis, laudibus te, benedicibus te, adoribus te, glorificamus te, gradias agimus tibi propter magnum gloriam tuam, domine Deus rex chai laestis, Deus pater omnipotens, domine fili unigenite, Jesu Christi, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, Qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, Qui tollis peccata mobi, suscite deprecationem nostrum, Qui sit ad dextram patris, miserere nobis, Quoniam tu salus sanctus, tu salus Dominos, to solus altissimus Jesu Christi, cum sanctu spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris, amen.
I snark, still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
On our next show, I don't know, I just work here, and for free on top of that. Oh well, we'll be back.
Don't do this at church. From east to west. Ah! I think I broke my freaking neck.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus minted whitewashed.
In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal's Fidget Whitewash.
I have a question for all you Facebookers out there.
How would you like to have the full iSnark experience?
We have two great pages for you to enjoy just by hitting the like button. First, the new Fans of the iSnark page on Facebook, where you can stay abreast of the goings-on in the iSnark media world. Want to know if a new show is coming up? That's the best way to keep track. And then second, the all-new Crystal's Vincent Music page, where you can find out when yours truly has refinished writing a psalm setting, or perhaps finished a brand spanking new piece of music. These are two great pages to check out, and we ask only one thing of you.
Like!
You will only find these on Facebook. Go to the iSnark Media page at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com, and you'll find links to these right on the sidebar. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode. Plenty more liturgy, music, and fun to go around. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available at a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.